T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Rich, do you have the latest on Janoris Jenkins in your...
This is getting crazy.
In your menage of paper, papers over there?
This was a breaking... Yes, I do. This was a breaking story as we were late in the show yesterday.
Right. Yep.
And since then, the victim's been identified. This was a body found in the rental home in New Jersey of Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins. The body's been identified as 25-year-old Roosevelt Renee. And according to what I'm reading via NorthJersey.com, Renee was a music producer and artist who went by the name Trips Beats.
Trips Beats.
A Z. He produced music for Gucci Mane, Playboi Carti. You love me saying these names, don't you?
I'd rather you recite their lyrics, but go ahead.
Kodak Black and Currency among the artists that he produced. Now, the family thing is what's getting bizarre, because earlier today, Josina Anderson said that police had identified a, quote, person of interest in the case,
right,
but had not identified who that was. Well, TMZ has taken the baton and identified that person of interest.
Hey, man, TMZ is making a big comeback with this story.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
The older brother of Janoris Jenkins, William Jenkins, has been identified by the Ontario County, New York District Attorney as the person of interest. Quote, Bergen County wants to talk to him. Bergen County's Jersey. Ontario County's about 300 miles away in upstate New York.
Okay.
Now, he's 34 years old, and here's the twist, and it's one of a couple. He was in custody 9 hours before the body was discovered at Janoris Jenkins' home. William Jenkins was arrested in upstate New York at 1:46 a.m., 9 hours before the body was discovered. It was on an unrelated parole warrant issue, and investigators have not named him as a suspect. They have named him as a person who might know something about the death of Roosevelt Renee. They're being very emphatic that he is not a suspect. They just want to know what he knows.
And so, that's William Jenkins, is Janoris' brother?
That is the older brother, yes. Can you handle one more brother? I'm telling you, this story's getting bizarre.
Yeah, keep going, man.
Diana Russini of ESPN is reporting that a man claiming to be the brother of Janoris Jenkins, I'll read you the tweet. A man claiming to be Janoris Jenkins' brother was on a JetBlue flight to Fort Lauderdale from Newark to allegedly meet up with Janoris. This was on Monday night. The man caused delays because he was too scared to fly. According to witnesses I spoke to, he got off the plane, and Diana Rossini felt the need to end her tweet with hashtag Giants. And so we have...
It's because sometimes people search their news based on the name of the team, Rich.
Okay.
I don't think it was like a Go Giants kind of thing at
the
end of it.
Well, you know, that further reveals my ignorance of the genre.
That's just letting you know, yeah.
So there's no word whatsoever whether this has any connection to the dead body found in
the whole
JetBlue
thing
home.
With the alleged brother.
You got one brother causing a disturbance on a plane, another brother already in custody at the time of the discovery of the body, and Janoris Jenkins being told by the police, you know what? Chill in Florida for a while. Take your time coming back up here, and we'll get back to you. I'm not sure how to read that. They worried about him doing something or affecting something that could impact their investigation?
Yeah. Well, who's telling him to stay in Florida? His people or the police?
Reportedly, the
his
police
lawyers,
have,
I thought.
Have, well, oh, reportedly, the police have the police asked too? Him to hold off on coming back to Jersey for the time being.
Okay.
This is bizarre. And this is a pretty huge story, obviously.
Is anybody curious? The thought of how does the body get discovered? Was someone tipped off? Like, I'm sitting there, like, does somebody know about it and tipped off the police? How was the body found? Who found it?
I don't know if it's been reported yet. Who discovered it?
Yeah.
I'll just take a guess at what I would think would be the most, if I were putting a big board together of, okay, what are the odds that this is how the body was found? It's a rent house that Janoris Jenkins' name is on the lease, but he's spending his off time now down in Florida. He's probably got somebody that's coming in to maybe check on the house every couple of days. you know,
yeah, someone yeah, that's true. Occupying you know, it in his absence.
Start his cars. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do we know why is Roosevelt Rene in that house at all? Why was the body in that house? Do we know? Is he living in the house?
I believe there was a report that he was staying at the house at the time.
Okay.
But again, these are all, nothing's been confirmed by authorities.
Yeah. And without knowing all the details and the ins and outs of the relationships of all these people, other than the genetic relationships between Jenkins and his brother and things like that, we're a sports show, so you bring it back to the sports part of it. Pat Shurmur's got to be sitting there like, God, I haven't even coached a game yet. I've got a freaking murder, a homicide investigation on my hands.
Do you guys think about the fact that here's a football player in the NFL who's got family members staying at a place that he's buying and that they're renting from or whatever.
Jenkins rents it.
It's a rental gives it home. To us, but he lets his family live there. Right. And they have issues, you know, and one's in custody for parole violation and one, whatever, can't get on the plane. But this is, a lot of guys, believe it or not, nobody sometimes has their hands deeper in players' pockets than the family members.
You've said this many times.
Than the family members.
And a lot of these guys, the reality is, as you said many times as well, come from backgrounds in which, what's the nicest way to say it? Some of these guys have overcome a lot
in their surroundings
growing up.
Dysfunctional, underprivileged.
Yeah, they don't come from Ozzie and Harry backgrounds. Right. They come from abuse, neglect, and single parent, and a lot of just... toxic kind of homes.
Well,
so those are the kind of guys that are looking for a team, a family to kind of belong to, and that's why football attracts those kinds of guys.
And Jenkins' background from that standpoint is very well documented. You know, went to Florida, had a rap sheet already when he got to Florida, had a rap sheet that he augmented once he got to Florida.
It was once in a fight where the cops had to tase him.
Yeah, finished up in North Alabama, was drafted in the second round with probably top 10 or 12 talent in the draft, that kind of thing. You know, Jeff Fisher vetted him, looked him in the eye and said, are you gonna make me look like a fool with this draft pick? To Janoris Jenkins' credit, he's been, for the most part, really up until this past season when he got suspended for conduct detrimental to the team, he's been a decent football citizen, a good enough citizen for the Giants to give him $60 million.
So the guy got
a second contract.
So same as Aaron Hernandez got that second big contract.
Got that second contract. And that's, Ted, right. I'm glad you went there, because that's what I was thinking as you're talking about these people that are in the peripheral with these guys. And it like these cases with Aaron Hernandez and with Janoris Jenkins, it's not even but documented wise, we don't know if it's a financial thing with these guys, if they need Janoris Jenkins to sustain a lifestyle. What we do know is that the element that Hernandez was hanging around with, and now the element that Janoris seems to have let into his life in some way, at the very least let into his house.
Right.
A seedy element, man. It's
totally.
A seedy element. And, right. if nothing else, Hernandez, we know it, you know, obviously we know now, like he was taken deep into the abyss with these people. He became a murderer.
Right.
We don't know what it is with Janoris Jenkins.
No, we don't. With the most extreme case of CTE on record.
Right. And we don't know. Janoris Jenkins may just be chilling in Florida and then all this crap is going on back home.
Right.
And his name is getting put on this because his name's on the lease. Yep.
But I think it's not a reach for us to kind of... conclude that he probably maybe should be hanging out with these people. I mean, they're family, Ted. Yeah, but you got one on parole. It's if there's a check or pass with either of your brothers, you have to you have to question his decision to have that kind of those kind of people around you.
And there's no doubt that passing along the details about the two brothers, the gears are churning for the conspiracy theorists. You know, was William 300 miles away in the process of getting as far away from as he could from the house?
1:46 in the morning?
Was the unnamed man claiming to be a brother of Janoris Jenkins wigging out on a flight hours after a body was discovered at the family's rental home?
Yeah, like none of this just seems to be, Roosevelt Rene fell asleep on the couch and he had sleep apnea and he just died on the couch. Like, this is like... You're right, Rich. Like, the puzzle pieces all look like they should be fitting together a certain way. It's just the big question. I mean, the big question for Giants fans and for NFL people is where does, if at all, Janoris Jenkins fit into all this? You know, is he an innocent guy whose name is on a lease and the seedy element in his life is using that as their, that's the stage where all this drama is playing out on? Or is he in some way... complicit, or did he know? Did he head to Florida knowing that there was beef between Roosevelt, Rene, and whoever killed the guy? Yeah. We'll learn more in the next few days.
Interesting to me. A lot of these guys, they come from like tough neighborhoods, tough backgrounds. They when they have success, the people that they grew up with, whether it be family members or friends, feel like there's this obligation to give back to them. That respect is the most important thing. You get up to the big time and then you ignore us. We've been with you this whole time. We're, you know, look, we grew up together, man, and now you're going to turn your back on me. So there's this pressure for a lot of football players to bring these guys with them wherever they play in. They move out there to them, they live with them. They're still in their lives, they're still influential in their lives, and that's really hard for guys to just say turn their backs to these people that have been there with them their whole life.
That's one of the things that's always impressed me about LeBron James is, and I'm not saying that his situation is the exact same as Hernandez and Janoris Jenkins. They're all different situations, but we know LeBron came from struggle, right? Single mom, grew up in a bad part of Akron, all that, and he's become an amazing human being, a generous human being, and obviously the greatest basketball player in the world right now. But LeBron has done that while bringing his inner circle with him in a way in which they have elevated their respective games as well. You know, like Rich Paul, you know, and Maverick Carter, guys like that. These are guys who are respected within the marketing circles and the agency circles. Like LeBron, and I get it, not all these guys have the financial wherewithal or the clout or even playing a sport that would allow it. I like football would not allow a player to have the run of the building like LeBron's guys do in Cleveland.
Sure.
They just wouldn't. It's a different culture. But it's no less impressive to me that LeBron, not only himself has become the human being that he's become, but the guys around him have become. People in Cleveland behind the scenes would probably say, oh, they're a pain in the ass, this and that. But they've got other players under contract. You know, like they've got a burgeoning, growing marketing and sports marketing business. And I find that to be just sort of an impressive tangent with LeBron, that not only did he kind of bring himself up and become the guy that he is, but the inner circle's never been a burden for LeBron. It's been somebody who they themselves have become super, super productive parts of that layer of the sports world. All right. By the way, LeBron James, rumor is that when the time comes to announce where he's going to go, this is just rumor, is that Instagram is starting a new sort of TV function within their app, kind of like YouTube has, YouTube TV, is that Instagram TV is where LeBron will be announcing where he's going to go, and it'll be attached to a trailer for Space Jam 2.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I can't wait to see how this goes off.
A little more extravagant than the old Lee Jenkins, you know, letter to Cleveland back in 2014. This skews a little closer to 2010 again.
Yes, it does.
But it's kind of fun. I don't blame LeBron. He's got an investment in it. They put a ceiling on what he can make in the NBA. He's got to monetize these other things.
Sounds a little Hollywood-like. I wonder if that's a tip to where he's going to be going.
It doesn't sound like like a little Midwest flavor to that.
Not at all.
Think of Cleveland, I don't think of Instagram TV and Space Jam 2. Is that what you mean?
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah,
pressure's mounting for one Magic Johnson, too.
Yeah, we need someone to leak Bronny's enrollment at Sierra Canyon.
We do. Yeah, we do. You got that right. All right.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.